Evening to you, my precious one. Latour 93. Chateau Margaux. Something for my old age. Not that I'm in a hurry to see it. 6 times 12, 72. Plus 12 times 4, 6, 8. 12 times 8 of the Chateau de Cam makes 96. 72 plus 96.
Who's there?
Oh, gracious man, you gave me a fright.
Who's your friend?
No, the Margaux. Oh, no. Not my precious one. Oh, oh.
The Third Gentleman by Ian Rankin, being the further bold adventures of an Edinburgh caddie, with Alexander Morton as Cullender.
Of the Honourable Company of Caddies of our fair city of Edinburgh, on this day, October the 23rd, in the year of our Lord...
And you're on time, Mr. Linklater.
Whether you like it or not, Mr. Cullender, these proceedings shall take place. In this year of our Lord, 1794, it is my solemn and unpleasant duty to pass judgment on one of our number, Mr. Cullender.
Oh, you got my name right, if nothing else.
The facts of the case, sir, are clear. As you know, Mr. Cullender, as we all, I hope, know, a caddy must be both honourable and, above all, honest as the day is long. We work for ladies and gentlemen, and they must be able to trust us. After all, we run tasks for them, carry messages. We do their bidding. That is the role of a caddy.
And never a guest.
Unfortunately, my friend, in these particulars, you have singularly and dramatically failed. You stole from your master. You cheated that same gentleman. And you lied to this cook.
I've never told a lie in my life. This whole assize has been a mockery.
All the evidence presented, and especially that given by your erstwhile employer, the Reverend Wiley, a gentleman of the utmost rectitude, I am bound to disagree with you. This court finds the three charges against you proven, Mr. All three charges proven, and I hereby dismiss you from this company and from this profession. Do you have anything to say?
Only that the charges are false. Then you know that already, Linklater.
Cullender, you are no longer a caddy. Good day to you, sir.
Come. Oh, come away in, Cully, come away in.
You want to see me, Lord Provost?
A black day, Cully.
Aye.
I was sorry to hear of it.
All lies, of course.
Aye, your word against a minister of the Kirk.
Oh, then I suppose I must be guilty. Provost, was I summoned here so you could gloat, or was there anything in particular?
Some people, Cully, found guilty of 6 serious charges, I'd have them in the toll booth.
Reverend Wiley didn't want that.
And neither do I, Cully. Tell me, what'll you do now?
Something will turn up.
Aye, but you've been a caddy all your life. You know this city like the back of your hand, eh? In short, you're the most resourceful individual I know.
Aye, Provost.
Which is why I think I may be able to assist you.
In what particular?
Gainful employment, Cully. You'll be an investigator. My investigator. You heard about poor Monroe.
Killed for the contents of his cellar.
And not the first. There was Joseph Gillis afore him. All his wine stolen, no clues to their whereabouts.
And the town guard isn't getting anywhere. Oh, how would we tell? If they found a cellar's worth of wine, they'd drink it first, ask questions later.
But you, on the other hand, you know everyone in the city.
Everyone worth knowing.
You hear what's happening.
Oh, sharp ears.
You see things.
I have a pair of deep, empty pockets. How much will you pay?
Nothing.
Nothing?
Just so. Not in monetary terms. But I have skills too, Cully. I have influence. A word we link later.
My old position.
Hand it back to you. Or else Mr. Linklater will find his position rather difficult. The city licenses the caddies, don't forget, and I sign those licenses. But there's one thing.
What's that?
Speed. I'll give you 5 days, Cully, and I want everything settled for then.
Oh?
You remember I mentioned the toll booth? you've been branded a thief and a cheat. Right now, I may be your only friend in this city, your only ally at this distressing time, eh? Lose my friendship and you'll find yourself the loneliest man on God's green earth.
But I'll need time to think over this generous offer.
No. I'll have my answer now, thank you.
But 5 days, Provost.
Not an hour or a minute longer, is that understood? So, tell me what it's to be. Yes. Or no.
Yeah. So, the first thing to examine is the scene of the crime.
I wouldn't if I were you.
Oh, Mary, your support warms my heart.
You haven't heard?
And what?
The devil's business. The bodies are laid out in a sheep with a cross.
Who told you that?
Oh, I hear things.
Unavoidable, I suppose, in your line of work.
You've never complained.
And what else have you heard from your...
My gentleman?
Yeah.
Well, both corpses were anointed with wine. A dab of the stuff on each palm and the forehead.
The devil's business.
Well, that's right.
Thank you for that, Mary. You made my task go easier.
Oh, if you're going to be like that...
All right, I'm sorry. Mary, Danny. Mary, sit back down.
Looking for company, sir? And how about you, my bra laddie? Come
place
for me?
Yeah. Ian, over here.
Aye, what is it, Mr. Calder?
Yeah. How long have you been a caddy, Ian?
4 years.
And who got you the job? Taught you everything he knows.
Well, you did, Mr. Calder.
And tell me, you think I'm guilty?
Well, I don't know.
Will you help me prove my innocence?
How?
I want you to shadow Reverend Wiley. And don't let him out of your sight. When he's retired for the evening, report back to me. I want to know who he's met with and where he's been. Understood?
Aye, Mr. Callender.
Good lad, Ian. Why so worried?
Me, Mr. Callender.
You, Ian.
Well, it's these... No, I don't want to fight.
Press gangs.
They've already taken Mr. Mack.
I know. And that fool Gisborne actually volunteered.
Same Bonaparte's men are savages.
We carries are a slippery creatures on God's earth, Ian. They won't catch you.
But if I'm out on the street watching this minister...
They won't catch you.
Good evening to you, my fine fellows.
Aye.
Just the types I'm looking for. Tell me, have you ever considered a new life in the Americas?
Well, I'm not interested.
Oh, allow me to finish, please. I'm in the market for 100 or so lucky individuals. Passages are most affordable, and look what awaits you at the other end, an untainted land of vast riches just waiting to be exploited. There's money to be made by hard-working, honest souls like yourselves. By the cut of your cloth, I'd say Edinburgh has not treated you with the kindness you deserve.
How much would it cost?
Well, for you, my boy, I'm sure terms can be arranged.
Between you lot and the press gangs, we'll be lucky if anyone's left in the city. I said we're not interested.
Treat yourself. Come and see me any time you like, young sir. I'm in town a few more days, but best hurry. Places are going fast.
Damn his impudence.
America, Cully. Away from the war.
I'll work you to death and leave you to rot.
It's better than being torn apart by a friendship.
Not listening to me. Keep your head down and you'll be fine. Trust me, Ian. This immigration is a plot hatched in Glasgow. They want to empty the city. Now off you go. Find Reverend Wiley and stick to him like glue.
Right. Goodbye, Cully.
What am I going to do with him?
With whom, Cully?
Mr. Ballantyne, as welcome a sight as ever.
I thought I'd stop by to offer my condolences. There is heroism in adversity, Cully. Remember that.
My world seems suddenly brighter.
Here, have a drink.
Drink?
It's very decent of you.
I find that life's little pleasures become more affordable by the week.
Your poetry's selling?
No, Lucky Air's claret's getting cheaper. Your good health, Mr. Callender.
And yours, Mr. Ballantyne.
Will you take a pipe with me?
You know I've stopped.
Oh, more fool you, sir.
I'll thank you not to light that thing.
Do I tempt you, Cully? Ballantyne the Serpent. Mm. An image with possibilities. So, what will you do now that you have been found out a rogue like the rest of us? Do the Americas beckon?
Reverend Welly lied.
Lied, sir?
Or was mistaken. At any rate, I didn't steal from him.
I was under the impression the timepiece was found in your jacket.
And how it got there, I know not.
Well, that's your story.
Before God and Linklater both.
I recall Mr. Linklater and yourself have clashed in the past.
Aye, and I never laid a hard enough blow.
Still, it's lucky the Reverend showed forgiveness otherwise.
Aye, and that may still be my fate if the Provost has his way.
Every time that door opens...
You think they're coming for us?
Well, it stands to reason. The longer this war goes on, the greater the need for fresh blood.
Yeah, they wouldn't call up a poet, surely. How could the city survive without you?
None shall be exempt, Cully. They'll take every last one of us and drag us off to die in some foreign field. Speaking of which, I've something here that will cheer you.
Let me guess. A new poem.
How the devil did you know?
Well, that's suffered enough.
In Edina's house, where my nights are spent meanly, I think of you often, my love, and miss you so keenly. I picture you statuesque and magnificent and queenly, and I ask myself, would it perhaps be unseemly to beg one most beauteous lock of your hair, something to hold in my hand and to stare at, something to care for in times of great trouble.
Lucky, bring me a whiskey, woman, and make it a double.
Stop.
I will.
How about you?
Mr. Hosborough.
Hi, that's me.
The Provost has asked me to speak with you. Are these two all right?
1 hour's practice per day. And aren't the castle ramparts just the place for it?
I'm surprised you can swing a sword in this gale.
Well, it's aye a bit blustery.
Take a look at the view.
Maybe. But the wind dies.
Are you right to be cautious? 4 of my men were blown off the parapet last month. Here, come on. We can talk in here.
That's better. Mind your head in the lantern.
Here, pull up a box to sit on. Will you take a pipe, Mr.
Callender? No, thank you, Mr. Hosborough.
Sergeant Hosborough. Ah.
Yes, the Provost sent me a note. Seems my men are not thought capable of...
That Sergeant Horsburgh, there isn't a citizen of Edinburgh does not know the full range of the town guard abilities.
Then why are you here?
Well, it's just a fresh pair of eyes and ears. With a doctor and a... What was Gillis' profession?
Candlemaker.
A professional, mate. Murdered. The Provost is naturally anxious.
Mr. Callender, we both know the reputation the town guard has in this city. We know the company has its share of...
Rotten apples.
Problems. But we're the only law and order this place has. Can you imagine Edinburgh without us? Riot and licentiousness, whores and ruffians. This city is like these very boxes. Now, as if I don't have enough problems, along you come. An outsider, an amateur.
These boxes, Sergeant.
What of them?
Their contents?
Munitions. Grenades, stuff of no use for these days.
Grenades?
Grenades. Modern warfare, Mr. Callender.
And a lamp burning.
Well, the fencing master beckons. Hold on to my pipe for me, Callender. I'll be as quick as I can.
Sergeant Horsburgh! Sergeant Horsburgh! God. Sergeant Horsburgh!
So, he was lying here. Uh-huh. This hogshead had been toppled, wine and broken glass on the floor.
He'd been stabbed.
A dagger or similar.
They didn't empty the cellar.
Just a few dozen of the best bottles. Dr. Monroe kept a cellar book.
Was it the same with Gillis?
No, Gillis didn't keep a cellar book.
That's not...
I know what you meant.
Yes, it was the same with Gillis. Certain bottles stolen, stabbed through the heart.
The same bottles?
Well, dunno. As I said...
Aye, Gillis didn't keep a cellar book. Who did he buy his wine from?
A Mr. Jeffrey.
Dunanleaf.
That's him.
Merchant in fine Bordeaux wines. What do you suppose the stolen bottles are worth?
£200 or £300.
For a few bottles of grape juice?
A few exceptional bottles. So, any conclusions?
I can understand killing two men when money's at stake, but who could you sell the wine to without raising suspicion? Yeah. Maybe there's another motive.
In the wine?
An afterthought. And do you have any theories?
Well, I still think he was killed for his wine. Now that the excise men have done away with smuggling, there are plenty of ruffians out there. We work our damnedest to stamp out one problem, only to replace it with another.
Fresh exploit for Blackie Bird, perhaps.
Blackie Bird's dead.
If he ever existed.
What do you mean?
Well, I've heard the stories. He's no more than the invention of failed smugglers and their cups.
A fearsome myth.
Best ones always are.
But what about the chase through Cramond? And the time he disguised himself as a monk?
Tell me. Have you ever met anybody who's seen Blackie Bird or spoken with him?
Well,
precisely. A story gets made up and then everybody joins in. You know, there's another rumour.
About Blackie?
About the two murders. The bodies were laid out the same way.
Legs together, arms outstretched.
Sign of the cross. And drops of wine on their foreheads and palms.
Yes.
Some religious connection.
Or zealots who disapprove of trade with Bonaparte.
We are at war with the devil. One advantage of a career in the town guard. You're not likely to be press-ganged.
No, but they got my brother.
Is he...
Haven't heard from him since. Well, if we're finished here, where next?
Well, Gillis was a candlemaker, you see.
Correct.
I'm trying to think of enemies the two men might have shared.
We could talk to Dr. Monroe's superior.
Who might that be?
Well, Dr. Kant. Didn't you know? Monroe was no ordinary doctor. He was second in command at Bedlam.
I've already told your men as much as I could.
There might be things they missed.
Such as?
Well, no one will ask, Dr. Kant.
Is she all right?
Well, she would hardly be in Bedlam if she was all right. Some of the inmates resist treatment.
A tub of water over the head, that counts as treatment.
But it can calm a seizure. I'll make the bindings tighter, man. No movement allowed to the limbs.
You seem to have no shortage of treatments, Dr. Kant.
Some of these were Dr. Monroe's idea. I miss the poor devil. Just step over them. They won't bite.
Are they dead?
Catatonia, Sergeant, that's all.
The deed are coming back to life. Put your ear to the floor. Every night I hear them scratching their way back up.
Hush now, Maggie. Look, perhaps we'd find conversation easier in the physic garden.
The day of judgment, Mama.
Maggie, somebody come and take her.
Maggie Kirk, is that you?
It's the devil's wife.
You know her.
Years ago, before they started calling her a witch.
Oh, she's mad, that's all.
Come on.
Good. Take Maggie and sit her down somewhere, will you? And be gentle with her. This door here, gentlemen.
That's better. From Hades into Eden.
It's incredible.
Monroe's idea again. We have more than 2,000 plants here. Monroe was interested in herbs as restoratives. A real haven of a place, too.
Do the likes of Maggie get to wander here?
Oh, gracious, no. It's not for the likes of them.
Only I feel a lot calmer for it. Maybe they would, too.
I didn't realise you were a medical man, Mr. Cullender.
Dr. Kant, the reason we're here is to ask if Dr. Monroe could have had any enemies.
He was the gentlest soul in Christendom.
Did you know he collected wine?
It was no secret. Monroe was a convivial host. I dined with him many a time. His friends are all aficionados of the grape.
What friends are these?
Other wine collectors. Scott, Monboddo, Telford.
That would be the Lords Monboddo and Telford.
The same. And Walter Scott, the lawyer. How do you smell those herbs? Breathe deeply.
This town needs all the perfume it can get.
Ah, but these are good for the corpus. Valeriana for the heart. Echinacea for the blood. Althea for the lungs.
And that pretty one?
Persicaria bistorta. It seems I'm needed indoors. If you'll excuse me, gentlemen, I'm sorry I can't be more help.
Thank you for your cooperation, Dr. Kant. What did you think of him?
He was obliging.
A good man. You have doubts?
There's something he wasn't telling us. You see how we were hurried outside when Maggie Kirk came along? Did you notice his eyes? He was expecting some attack.
Looking where he does, it's understand.
No. Something else.
Somebody said the mad weren't allowed out here. See on that bench?
But not dressed like the wretches were then. What did you, my lady?
He's 5'10", lovely brown curling hair, a nice face. Have you seen him?
Mad, as I said.
Seen who, my lady?
My brother, William Merrily.
But he's in there.
Oh, I don't know where he is. Do you work here? Could you look for him? I've tried, but I was too much of a coward. I'm sorry, William.
Yeah, Horsburgh, help me, man.
Where are we taking her?
Away from here. This situation requires something stronger than will be found in Dr. Kant's physic garden. Feeling a little better?
I must apologise.
No need. My name's Cullender.
June Merrily.
Here we are.
And this is Sergeant Horsburgh.
Of the town guard. At your service.
Oh, I'm sorry, Sergeant Horsburgh.
For what?
Not recognising your uniform.
You're not from around here.
My family lives in Glasgow.
And your brother's gone missing.
He came to Edinburgh for the weekend with some friends and they lost him. It's been several days now and no word from him.
Drink this. And your very good health. I'll say one thing for this place. The wine's cheap. Feeling better, Mrs.?
Jane Merrily. A little better, thank you.
What business is your brother in?
Shipping.
Tobacco?
Why, yes.
Glasgow, Miss Merrily. Ships in the Clyde. That means the Americas. Slaves and tobacco. Never quite used to your tobacco barons coming here to lord it over us.
Oh, William could hardly be described as a baron, and he would never lord it over anyone. Sergeant Horsburgh, do you think you might find me a fresh handkerchief?
Oh, I have one in my...
A lady's handkerchief?
Well, there's a stall right outside.
Is there? Well, let me give you some money.
It'll be my pleasure, Miss Jane.
You can talk in front of him.
You saw through my little charade, and you guessed my brother's occupation. Do you think you might help me?
Help you find him?
I'd make it well worth your while.
I'm a touch preoccupied.
But it really would mean so much to me. You see, I fear William's been kidnapped.
Press gang?
Oh, much worse. That's why I couldn't say anything in front of the sergeant. The authorities. Those are the very men who may have snatched him.
I didn't understand.
Well, not here. It's too public. Will you walk with me? I really would be in your debt.
How can I refuse?
You're most kind.
And you are most beautiful. I'm sorry, my lady. I don't know why I...
I'm flattered, Mr. Cullender. Do you have a first name?
My friends call me Cully.
Cully? Might I call you that?
I'd be honoured.
And you must call me Jane.
There you are, Miss Merrily.
Thank you, Sergeant.
Finest linen. You'll notice the embroidered...
Sergeant Osborne, our work is at an end for today. Miss Merrily, might I escort you back to your lodgings?
Oh, thank you, Mr. Cullender.
I was going to suggest a bite to eat.
Oh, well, thanks, Sergeant Osborne, but I don't feel the need.
I meant Miss Merrily and myself.
Oh, you're too kind, Sergeant. Another time. And my thanks for the handkerchief. I'll treasure it.
I will bid you a good day then, Horsburgh. Until tomorrow.
Mr. Cullender.
A word.
If you'll excuse me a moment, my lady. I thought you were watching Reverend Wiley.
Then give me the coach fare to Glasgow.
He's gone.
Packed his bags this morning.
He told me he'd been down a full month. Well, thanks, Ian. You've given me something to think about. Well then, my lady, if you're ready.
Bad news, Mr. Cullender.
No, sure. Mind the step there.
Did you drop this, sir?
No, she did. Treasure it indeed.
You needin' a caddy, sir?
Aye, laddie. The one that's just left. And then only to strangle.
Here we are.
You've chosen well. Mr. Scalloway always looks after our guest. I mind you don't mistake a door. Next along is a body house.
You seem to know everything. Thank God I met you.
I can't promise miracles, Jane, but if your brother is in Edinburgh, I'll find him.
Oh, I believe you. And all my hopes rest with you. Thank you, Cully.
Thank you, Jane.
We'll meet tomorrow.
As arranged.
And I'll say good night.
Good night to you, sweet Jane.
Ah, now here's a likely feller. King and country require your services.
The king go fight his own battles.
Seditious talk, my man. A year in uniform will change your mind. Seize him.
Look for a victim elsewhere, you maggot.
Maggots, is it? Hold him in. Get his legs.
Help me.
Oh, if you fight like this against the French, I'll be proud of you.
What the devil's going on here? Cullender, is that you?
Pity's sake, Lord Provost.
Let him go at once, you hear.
Wish, Lord Provost.
Mr. Stubbs, is this how you go about your duties?
He was willing, sir, believe me. We were just being vigorous.
Cullender works for me, at least for the next few days. You understand me, Mr. Stubbs?
I take my orders from the king himself, sir.
Not in my turn, do you understand?
Cullender, is it? Well, be sure of this. We'll meet again, Mr. Cullender. I've never lost a man yet, and I do not intend to lose one now.
Be off with your man. Stick to the beggars, as we agreed.
Come on, man.
Right. Thanks, Provost. Saved my neck.
Because it belongs to me. You can't blame Stubbs for trying. It's his job.
Aye, Lord Provost.
Aye, but steer clear of him. He has a long memory. Now, if you'll excuse
good
me...
Good from Madame Mackenzie?
A small cadeau.
That must be a dozen bottles.
None of your business, Cully.
As you say, Lord Provost. I take it Sergeant Horsburgh and his men will not be closing down the Madame for the foreseeable future?
We're neither of us astrologers, Cully. Now get back to work and let Nathan distract you.
Good evening, Lord Provost.
Good evening to you. Have we met?
Oh, didn't it be like that, you know, fine well we have.
Well, I can't be expected to start here all night. Results, Cully, or else.
What does he mean, results?
It's a long story, Mary.
I like stories. Come on. Keep me company until one of my gentlemen turns up and tell me this story of yours.
He was in Edinburgh to look at a ship he and his partners were thinking of buying.
And?
He disappeared. Last seen down by the dockside in Leith.
People vanish all the time. Most of my customers seem to have. And his sister told you all this.
Jane, aye.
Well, it's Jane, is it? Is she a beauty?
Mary.
More ladylike than me,
just
is that it?
Listen for a minute, will you?
Evening, sir. Liking your college? Ah, please your sale. Where did she tell you this?
Walked her to her lodgings. Her brother is in the shipping business.
Her lodgings? All the way to her room?
Mary.
And all she did was tell you a story.
Her brother runs ships between Africa and America.
Worth a few bob, then.
He discovered something. Something which put him in mortal danger.
What did he find?
A slave ship, intercepted by our own forces. It was American. Fair game in the war against France.
So?
It was brought into the Clyde. And that's when they found the slaves, hundreds of them, crammed beneath decks. Nobody knew what to do. It was a long wrangle, and by the time it was sorted out, the slaves were dead. Starved to death, most of them. Some from disease.
That's awful.
It was arranged to keep things quiet.
Hundreds of dead black men.
Ship was taken out to the mouth of the Clyde. Sank it.
Oh, dear God, who did?
Whoever abducted Merrily. He learned of the story. He was arranging for men to dive down to the wreck.
Ardilu!
Misters, you devil!
I begin to see where Dr. Monroe gets some of his ideas.
Who's he?
The corpse in the cellar. He came up with some ingenious inventions for Bedlam.
He's the one you should be concentrating on. You don't want to make an enemy of the Provost.
You're right. Which is why I need your help. I need somebody down at the docks.
Eh?
Merrily was last seen in Leith. Somebody must have noticed something. The same time if Monroe and Gillis were killed for their wine. Where are the city's merchants?
Down in Leith? Oh, you want me to spy for you?
Hard standard. Too obvious. You, my dear Mary, on the other hand.
Cully, you've just said Merrily put himself in mortal danger and now you're asking
just
me...
Just be yourself, Mary. Go about your business. I'm not telling you to stick your nose in, just keep your eyes and ears open.
While you gallivant with Jane, what about us?
You know how I feel.
Oh, commitment, Cully, the two of us.
I'm saving every last penny.
Pipe tobacco?
None this past fortnight.
This partnership needs more than one wage earner. Evening to you, sir. Looking for some company? I've a room just near here, sir. We'll be nice and cosy. All right, Cully. I'll give it a try, but at a price. Be sure to tell Jane that when you see her.
And good night to you.
dear Mary.
I can hear you. You think I can't, but I can. I can hear you working. Dig, dig, digging. I can hear your whispers. What tongue is that? Hipperty, bipperty, capple and dapple. He'll choke on a tatty that's stuck in his thrapple. Come to me, my pretty ones, my keenin ones. Come to Maggie Kirk and keep her warm. Oh, your clothings are bare. You've climbed the stair. Now, open the door. Take what's yours.
No, you daft loons. Pearl ashes, flax and hemp to shed number 7. Indigo and sugar shed 3. And don't dawdle. Come on, come on. You there, get those fish up the road before they rot. Lord God, give me strength. Are those supplies for the Berwick? She's 3 ships down, nearest the lighthouse. Pick your feet up, she sails in half an hour.
Good morning to you.
State your business.
Looking for a Mr. Jeffery.
Next to the rope works. Put her down, McKechnie. You never know what you'll catch. Shouldn't you be helping with the timber?
He's got a log I could help him with.
You still here?
Aye.
Don't get your hopes up, unless you've silver in your pocket. See your kind down here all too often. The rope works is back near the gates, left-hand side.
Right, thank you. I wish you good day, then.
Aye, and good day to you. McKechnie! Will you leave that harlot be? Hey, hey, what do you think you're doing? Hey, you can't take him. He's one of my best men.
He signed his name.
The man's in a stupor.
Celebrating the glorious dawn of a new career. Calendar, is that you skulking there? There's always room in the coach for one more and no provost here to stick his nose in. Oh, run. Run all you like. We always know where to find you, and we will have you. You've my word for it.
Port and Madeira over by that wall.
There you are, Mr. Jeffrey.
Yes, that's right. And where are the clarets from Messrs. Johnson? I want to make a start on the bottling.
6 tons of claret, is that right? At 800 livres per ton.
The whites. Has anyone seen the Malaga whites?
I hear Mr. Jeffery.
Right, good, good.
Mr. Jeffery.
Oh, now careful there, the floor's slippery. Are you all right?
Oh, just a little out of breath. Bit of wine gets spilled along the way, eh?
I can't be helped. Alan!
Aye!
Lucky Aird needs 4 cases of the special. I want those delivered today.
Aye.
Should we be sure to comprendre?
Business seems good.
Oh, it's always like this when a shipment arrives. Come through to my office, Mr.
My name's Cullender. Careful there. Mr. Jeffery, your floor's treacherous indeed.
Aye, treacherous, yes. So, what can I do for you, Mr. Cullender?
Cullender.
Oh, I'm sorry, of course. Cullender. In here, please. Less chance of being disturbed. Now then, sit yourself down. A drop of burgundy. More ashe, I believe.
Don't mind if I do, so long as you'll join me.
Oh, I fully intend to.
You bottle your own wine, Mr. Jeffery?
Mostly, yes. Though the French are beginning to bottle the stuff themselves. They say it may travel better. Now then, here you are.
Uh-huh.
Your health, sir.
And yours? Very nice.
A morning restorative. Oh, this desk.
I'm not here on business, Mr. Jeffery. Not exactly.
Oh, well, what then?
Messrs. Monroe and Gillis. You've heard, I suppose.
Naturally. A great shock.
Did both men buy their wine from yourself?
Well, not exclusively, but yes. Both were occasional customers. And what's your role in all this?
Our Lord Provost has asked me to make some inquiries.
Oh, I see.
Lacking any clues as of this moment, I'm left with conjecture.
And what do you conject?
that both victims were relieved of their most valuable wine is that both men bought wine from you. I don't suppose MD has attempted to sell you back any of these bottles.
Gracious, no. And if they did, I know my duty, Mr. Callender.
Callender?
Just so. A top up, sir. No, I was most upset to hear of the murders. And curious, I admit, about the loss of the wines.
Curious?
Well, as to who'd want them. I sell wines of a similar quality every day. They may be the nectar of the gods, but you wouldn't kill a man for them. And if the villains knew what they were getting, you did say they were selective.
Only the best bottles, according to Monroe's cellar book. Lafitte, Margaux, Duquesne.
Best indeed.
You sold them to Monroe?
I deal in quality rather than quantity, sir. Yes, they were mine. But what's odd is, none of them will be ready to drink for some time yet.
What, a matter of weeks?
A matter of years, sir. As many as 8 or even 10.
And this improves them?
You sound sceptical.
Well, I buy wine to drink, not as ornament.
These were no ornaments, man. They were investments. Dreams of a future fulfilment. And speaking of fulfilment...
No, not for me. It was delicious, but this early in the day.
Detection requires a clear head.
Indeed, Mr. Jaffrey.
Jeffrey. I'm only sorry I can't be of more help.
That's what everybody seems to say.
I'll see you out. Mr. Callender. It's more usual to leave by the door.
I find that one is a useful alternative when the devil's at my heels. Good day to you, Mr. Jeffrey.
Mr. Callender.
Sergeant Horsburgh. I can't tell you how relieved I am to see you.
Damn you, Callender, I knew you'd strike out on your own. I've been asking around about you.
Lies, all lies.
Something wrong?
Stubbs and his damn press guy. Look at me, I'm shaking.
There's an oyster bar outside the gates.
Come on.
I was not going behind your back. It's my investigation.
And mine too. So, did you learn anything from Jeffrey?
Something and nothing. He was fine until he heard my name, at which point his knees went from under him.
That floor of his is notorious.
Funny he seems so nonchalant about such a quantity of spillage. Price he charges for a bottle of his nectar of the gods.
So that's it? His knees buckled?
Something else. He kept getting my name wrong.
So?
Oh, he seems so sharp otherwise. Very confident, a good head for business. Those in the selling game are at their best with names. Every name is a potential customer, either now or in the future.
So why did he get your name wrong?
To make me think it didn't matter to him.
Whereas in reality you do?
I don't know, maybe. I slipped up my cellar and made myself get his name wrong.
So he knows you're wise to him?
Aye.
Who's she?
Who's who?
The young lady over there. The one you keep staring at. Or is it the man she's with?
It's the man. It's the man she's with.
Well, you know him. Well, then let's go across.
All right. You're a shrewd one, Sergeant. It says promotion in your future. You're right to say that I know her, in truth.
Collie. What is it?
Spit it out, man.
Dear God, he's turning blue. Hold on, Collie.
Help him, he's choking.
God, I'm doing my best.
No harder.
You stop bumping my back.
Your face is like beetroot. I thought we were losing you.
Thanks, Mary.
Mary, is it?
Have we met before, soldier? Sure I'd remember.
No, but I saw you earlier at the dockside. And now Mr. Callender here is going to explain what's going on before I pick up that morsel of potato and wedge it back in his craw.
Wayne, for God's sake.
Mr. Ballantyne, what happened?
A demonstration against the call-up. There must have been 200 or 300 of us. Soldiers attacked. I saw bodies. The life running out of them. Dear God.
This is not good.
Ian was with me, but then I lost him.
The soldiers took him?
I don't know. I ran for my life.
I'll have no customers left at this rate.
Wait till they come back for the wars. Pockets jangling with gold.
Aye, and missing half their limbs. Tell me, sir, why are you holding on to that piece of potato?
To force a confession out of Callender here. Well, Cully.
I'm going mad. They slaughter us with swords and muskets, and you're threatening Cully with a tatty.
Mr. Callender.
Not here, Sergeant. Let's walk.
It's an incredible story.
Mm-hmm.
Dead sunken ships. Cully, you met this creature in the madhouse. You sure that's not where she resides?
Discover for yourself when you speak to her. Now, you could help Miss Merrily greatly.
Help her how?
You're in the town guard. You have powers. You could make inquiries in Glasgow.
And leave you here to curry favour with the Lord Provost.
No, Cully, I'll be staying put if you don't mind.
Sit yourself. Here we are.
St. Bernard's Well is a curious choice for a rendezvous.
It's quiet. And after the oysters and wine, this spring water is a definite restorative.
Who's this?
Flodman Bono.
Hey. It's Calendar, is it? Newly drummed out of the company of caddies.
Oh, and false charges, my lord.
You were the one who stole from the minister?
No, Sergeant. I'm merely the Duke found guilty of the act. What brings you here, Lord Monbodo?
Oh, this damned pig. Ever since Galdenston died, it gives me no rest without a daily visit to his shrine.
Very well.
Built my Lord Galdenston in thanks for his long, Bacchus-worshipping life. Why did he have to keep a pig as his pet? Why not a monkey or a cat?
Fancy a monkey, my lord.
They're like having one's grandmother on a leash.
Lord Monbodo has a theory that we are descended from the apes.
Hang it, man, it's verifiable.
You have proof?
A conspiracy of midwives defeats me, sir. They snip off our tails at birth.
Snip off our tails, eh?
Come on then, pig. Let's walk on. Your master's here only in spirit.
I'm talking of spirit, my lord. Before you go, you were friendly with Dr. Monroe, I believe.
I was.
And like him, you enjoy your wine?
I host the occasional dinner, nothing too fancy. You should see the pig's party trick, Cully. He knocks back a bumper of fine claret. Only the best for Galdenston swine.
Do you ever buy from Mr. Jeffrey?
Well, of course.
Uh-huh. And do you fear, sir?
For what, sir?
Well, there have been two murders. Two thefts of the very best bottles.
I've stout locks on my cellar door, and the pig's sleeping outside. Any noise, he'll see the ruffians off.
They'll become ham hocks in the process.
Hold on, hold up there now.
Goodbye, my lord. Enjoy the rest of your walk.
Bedlam has lost another patient.
When you're as rich as Monbodo, you're nearly eccentric.
Who was that?
Jane. That was Lord Monbodo. Do you know him?
Have you any news?
Well, it's
and
been...
Sergeant Horsburgh. Well, this is indeed a surprise.
Calendar has been explaining to me
that was to be our secret.
Oh, you can trust Sergeant Horsburgh, Jane. I'm sure of that. And he could prove invaluable.
In what capacity?
Tell us, Sergeant.
Well, aye. That is to say, Cully here...
Oh, the Sergeant has agreed to make a few inquiries in Glasgow.
Accompanying yourself?
Well, as I said, Jane, there are other pressing matters.
But you promised
and
me...
And I stand by that promise. I have a spy working at the docks.
A spy?
A woman of...
Of resources. She's asking questions about your brother. Though a clearer description might help.
There's a portrait on the wall of our drawing room.
Nah, it'd take too long to fetch from Glasgow. Perhaps if I sat you down with an artist, he might make a sketch.
Would I have to go alone? I feel so absolutely without friends in this place.
You've got Cully and myself.
Yes, Sergeant. And in that I'm blessed. But William, maybe... I feel such a responsibility
Here, try to sip some water. Now, dab some on your face. That's better. Now, sit down and let me ask you a few questions. Always supposing that you feel well enough.
I'm fine.
Now, your brother arrived in town with his business partners.
Yes.
Their names?
Wilson and McGowan.
And where were they staying?
Lodgings on the High Street. I don't know the exact address.
But Wilson and McGowan would know.
I could write to them.
Then do so. And tell me, they'd lost their friend, but still they returned to the West Coast.
Well, they thought he'd returned ahead of schedule. Perhaps an emergency.
And when he disappeared, did he take any of his things?
Not that I know of. His trunk was still in his room. Oh, that's why I panicked when they came asking for him.
Well, I think it'd be best if Sergeant Horsburgh talked to Wilson and McGowan both. Can you give them their addresses?
Certainly.
And the ship your brother was here to buy?
What of it?
What was his name?
I'd have to ask in Glasgow.
You can't remember?
I think it was the Argus.
The Argus? Sailing out of Leith?
I think so. Cully, I'll go mad if I don't find him.
No word of him at all.
Cully, I've spent all day down there. Sailors, boatmenders, dock workers. There's not a man I haven't talked to.
Aye, and a few you've done a bit more with.
I earned every last groat. Here, put that in the champion for me.
Oh, you're wasting your money.
It's mine to waste, isn't it, Sergeant Hasborough? On another jug of wine while you're at it. Here, have another glass. Look, he's practically given us stuff away.
I've had plenty.
Look, what's wrong with you? You used to be fun. Can't you take one night off, or wouldn't Jane approve?
Somebody must have seen him. He was there to look at the Argus.
The what?
A ship that's for sale.
Ah, well, the sergeant's enjoying himself. He knows you can't be working all God's hours.
No, he better have fun while he can. He's been for Glasgow first thing.
And how did you engineer that?
He couldn't refuse Jane.
And what about you, Cully? Has she cast a spell on you too?
You know me better than that.
Do I? I'm beginning to wonder. Come on, champion! What's this?
Maggie Kirk, where the devil are you? Maggie?
Sorry,
back to sleep. Where is she? Maggie, is that you? What are you doing there?
I'm listening to the dead. Put your ear to the floor.
I have problems enough with the living. Maggie, I wanted to ask you something. They say you're a witch.
They say lots of things.
Aye, and the most part of them false, I don't doubt. But listen, Maggie, have you ever heard of stabbing a man in the heart, then laying his body in the shape of the cross?
Feet apart?
Together. And a dribble of wine in either palm. Have you ever come across that? Maggie.
Shh, shh, shh. They're telling me something.
Maggie, there's no one there.
The dead have voices.
A drop of wine in the hands, Maggie.
Means nothing to me.
What's happening here?
Dr. Kant, good evening to you.
Evening? It's the middle of... Mr. Callender, what are you doing?
Maggie and I have been catching up on old news, Ken.
Stand up, Maggie.
But the...
Get up, woman! Have a nice wee cell for you, well away from your voices. You can listen out all you like. And as for you, Callender...
There's some problem, Dr. Kant.
Guards!
Dr. Kant!
Escort Mr. Callender to the outside world.
What?
And stick this one in one of the cells.
Dr.
A longer stay can be arranged, but I doubt you'd enjoy it.
They'll come for me. For all of us. They're coming.
Off with the pair of you.
Get your hands off me.
Oh, interfering meddler. Let's have a listen. Oh, God, I can hear them. Be silent, will you? God's pity on me. God's pity on me.
If I can get close enough to butt in, I'll be quite happy, gentlemen. Here comes Callender now.
Good morning to you, Lord Provost.
And good morning to you, Cully.
Good shot, sir.
Si. Bravo, bravo.
Cully, you already know Dr. Kant.
Indeed.
And this is Signor Bruschi, our very welcome visitor from Italy, where he's known as the Veronese Master.
I have some little reputation.
I didn't know you played, Provost.
Golf isn't a game, Cully.
Then what is it?
Two things, commerce and an excuse. A link such as this is a fine place on which to conduct business, and at the same time, the game provides an excuse for getting away from the rigours of both office and the gentler sex. Is that your ball, Signor Bruschi?
Ah, grazie.
The Signor has only just been introduced to the game.
What brings him to Scotland?
Oh, he's here to paint the portraits of a fortunate few.
Including yourself?
I'll have the pleasure of sitting for it. He has painted kings and queens, statesmen of a dozen nations.
Can we expect a portrait of yourself, Dr. Kant?
Signor Bruschi has been kind enough to offer a sitting.
Cully, Dr. Kant has made a complaint to me.
I don't doubt it.
You broke into the madhouse last night.
A lapse of security.
We do not look for people breaking in, Mr. Callender.
Nicely played, Signor. Oh, Juice will be here all day. Your turn, Doctor.
Provost, you said I'd have carte blanche around the city.
I didn't say you could go bothering my golfing partners.
What is it you're scared of, Doctor?
Oh, sliced it.
Damn you, Callender! Lord Provost, I demand...
Callender, that was irresponsible. Now, apologise to the Doctor.
I'll be happy to. As soon as he's answered my question.
I'll be off with you.
Is there some debate of the rules?
A moment, Signor. I'll just take my shot. Huh? Cully, there was another attempt last night. Huh? No blood spilt this time, thank God. And all thanks to a pig.
Mon Bodo.
Aye, Provost. Your ball. She falls into a hole.
That, sir, is the object of the game.
Mon Bodo's pig.
Go talk to the man. And for God's sake, steer clear of Kant and his bedlamites. There's nothing for you there. Now, do you heed? And Callender, You've had 3 days. Only 2 more to go. Now, Signor Brishy, your shot, sir.
I was hosting a dinner party in Gardenston's pig raised the alarm and chased off the miscreants. We found tools by the cellar door. All down to you, piggy.
Lord Bodo, my lord, do you always take your baths in the lawn?
Aye, when the weather permits.
Your tail's on the wrong way,
Rinsman! It's the best thing for you. Refreshes the spirit and body both. You know, it's an extraordinary coincidence, isn't it? Only yesterday, you were warning me to be on my guard.
Yes. Yes, my lord, as you say, extraordinary.
And as I foretold, the pig came to the rescue. Here, fetch that bottle over.
Where's your glass?
Oh, it's not for me, man. It's for the hero of the hour.
The pig?
His party trick. And a discerning palate he has. Pour it into that dish. Hey, that's enough, Cully. Lafitte. It's a bit young, but I don't suppose he'll mind.
The same vintage as was taken from Monroe's cellar.
Now, watch this. Come on, piggy.
Doesn't he seem keen, my lord?
That's curious. I thought I'd found his reward.
Perhaps a cabbage.
Yeah, but he loves his claret. He's obviously more of a connoisseur than I'd imagined.
Aye, Lord Bombardo. Maybe he is at that.
Now. Where's my robe? Can you hand it to me?
Quick as you can, my lord. I think the pig has seen something it mistakes for a comestible.
Well, I had a tail like you once, pig. We all did. Shaven monkeys, that's what we are, Callender. No better than orangutans. What are you all looking at? Can a man have a bath in peace? Oh, what's this world coming to? Pig, bring me that belt back here. Hey, come back here.
The chin a bit squarer.
And more square.
Not so swarthy. William is anything but swarthy.
Excuse me, my lady. Where I am from, we all have golden skin. Yours is pale as porcelain and just as fine.
Why, thank you, Signor Brusci. Cully, where did you find this delightful man?
What about the hair, Jane?
He's done that very well.
Oh, mille grazie, madame.
The eyes aren't bad either.
He's only a sketch, you understand, with my oil.
We understand.
A slight cleft to the chin.
He's a handsome young man.
Yes, isn't he?
You have other sisters or brothers?
Just my mother. Oh, I meant to tell you. I've had a note. Mama has worried herself into a sick bed.
You're returning to Glasgow?
Oh, Cully, I must. And I know that with you here and this portrait to help
it's
you...
It's more a sketch than a portrait, madame, if I were to spend more time with you.
Time is the one thing we don't have. Signor Brusci, will you leave us a moment?
As you wish. If I might just say one thing, I'd like you to sit for me sometime, my lady. Yes? A beauty such as yours should be captured for all eternity, and only an artist can deny time.
Thank you, Signor Brusci. Jane, there's something I should tell you.
No, please don't. Just hold me.
I'm sorry, Jane. Please forgive me.
For kissing me? I enjoyed it. I'd like to enjoy it some more. I hope you don't think the less of me.
I could hardly think more of you, Jane.
I fear Mary would not approve.
Who's Mary?
My Cully. Are you equally dismissive of all your lovers?
I would never dismiss you. I'm just relieved you didn't receive your mother's note earlier. We might end up sharing a journey with Horsburgh.
My Cully, don't you trust me?
It's a sergeant I don't trust. When does your coach leave?
This afternoon. But I must pack.
I could help. I'm good at packing.
You are?
Everything in its place. No space left unused.
That's the kind of packing I admire. I'm useless myself.
I could teach you.
I suppose mastery of the craft takes years of practice.
First lesson is the one that counts.
I suppose we might have time for a lesson. It's very like him.
I'll find them, Jane. It takes the last breath of my body.
Oh, don't say that. But remember, dearest Cully, the men who took my brother...
I can look after myself.
I don't doubt it, but all the same...
I'll be careful. Oh, Jane.
Cully, pass in front of Signor Bruschi.
I am an artist, my lady. I have seen everything this life has to offer. Will my little sketch suffice?
Perfectly. You have my admiration.
Delightful. Only one thing could please me more.
What's that?
Mere admiration buys few meals in this town, my lady.
I don't think payment will be necessary, do you, Signor?
Cully, that is for me
Explain
to decide.
Explain yourself, sir.
It would take me a bit of time to prove it. We could save all that bother if you'll just tell us where you really hail from, Signor Veronese Master.
What are you saying?
In my line of work, I come up against every type of charlatan and trickster. Now, I could always take my suspicions to the provost. He would have you ply your trade in the walls of the Tollbooth while he made his inquiries. Or you could tell us right now.
I'm from Selkirk originally.
Signor Bruschi.
It's Bush, actually. Alexander Bush. But I have spent time in Verona.
And then they get that tanned in Selkirk. And your accent's a work of art in itself.
Well, artists from abroad seem to be more highly regarded.
And there's less chance of being pressed into service against the French.
What are you going to do?
Oh, that's up to you, my friend. If, say, you made a gift or a sketch...
Oh, gladly.
Then we might be of a mind to say nothing. But tell me something. Is your golf game really that bad?
I could have beaten a pair of them with my eyes shut.
And did Dr. Kant say anything about me?
Well, he made it clear you'd not be welcome in his sight.
Mm.
I meant what I said about painting you.
And about my skin being like porcelain.
Well, Signor Bruce, he is... He's much more confident than I. He says what he feels.
Mr. Bush, you are Signor Bruschi.
Aye. I suppose I am at that.
Right, one thing. When you come to paint the provost, be sure not to overlook that escarpment he calls a nose.
When you're ready, coachman.
Way up there! Jane! Jane, wait, will you? Wait a second!
Damnation. Goodbye, Jane, my love. Here, Watty, hold on there.
Cully.
You're trying to avoid me, Watty.
Mr. Linklater says you're a disgrace to the order.
And you believe him? We were caddies together when we were bairns, Watty.
Aye, that was then. This is now. Any of us found talking to you, Linklater says we'll be up before him.
The man carries his grudges.
So if you'll excuse me...
Now, just a moment. Have you seen this man? He was in town last weekend.
Oh, the face is familiar.
You've seen him?
Oh, I'm sure of it. I can't quite put a name to him.
James Merrily.
No, that's not right.
What then?
Ah, it's on the tip of my tongue.
Stick it to your tongue then, I'll snip the name off.
I'm doing my best.
Sorry, Watty. Have you seen him lately?
I think so. But I'll tell you who I haven't seen. Your friend Valentine. He never misses a meeting of the weekly club, but according to Mr. Scott, last night he did.
The soldiers have him?
That's what I hear.
Oh, you'd do well to heed Linklater's advice, Watty. It seems all my friends have a way of disappearing. Listen, did you have any dealings with the Reverend Wiley?
The man you done?
Aye.
Aye, didn't he want me?
Didn't he want you?
A friend of his had given him your name.
He never mentioned that.
Soon as he got off the coach, I was on him. Did he need a caddy? Did he have lodgings? But all he wanted to know was where he could find Callender the caddy, as if the rest of us weren't worth the time.
I thought we'd met by accident.
Oh, nay accident. I described you. I told him where you'd be.
Nay accident.
Ah, but didn't go blaming me. I didn't pocket anybody's timepiece.
Indeed you didn't, Watty. Indeed you didn't.
Any man, Jack, if you think he's up to the task, let the cowards sit in their corners with the rats and spiders. It's heroes I'm wanting. Come on, who's with me?
More wine, look here.
Oh, I've had my fill.
As have I. But I'm a long way from stopping. Mr. William Merrily, Lucky.
Striking young man.
A face not easily forgotten, eh? Right. Only Watty seems to have laid eyes on him.
He looks like somebody.
His sister says he went to Leith. Whose word does she have for that? I'll tell you, Messrs. Wilson and McGowan, Merrily's own business partners.
You think they've done away with him?
I begin to fear he won't be found alive. I hope Horsburgh's canny enough to ask the right questions. Damn him. I wanted him away from here. Now he's in the same city as dear Jane. Oh, Jane.
Ah, you've got it bad, Cully.
She's done something with my head. So I'm spellbound.
Oh, here. Another glass.
Is this your special wine, Lucky?
Special? No, it's the same stuff I always get.
For Mr. Jeffery.
Aye, that's right.
I was down there the other day. Mm-hmm. Told one of his men you wanted another case of his special.
Oh, cheap is what he means.
This stuff I'm drinking. It's cheap. And not vinegar.
Oh, it's decent enough claret.
Why can you sell it so cheaply? I thought we were at war with France.
I know better than to ask.
Smuggling?
Oh, just drink, Cully, and be thankful for it.
That's it, Callender. Another bumper won't do any harm.
Indeed, no.
Leave the man be.
Tell me. Stubbs. Is this man one of your recruits?
If he's a man of sense, he will be.
You don't know.
Finish your glass. Plenty to drink in His Majesty's forces, eh, lads? Every night, Callender, and not a penny to pass.
I said leave him be.
The women fighting your battles for you. Be a man. Drink up. Here, tobacco. Fill your pipe.
Man doesn't smoke.
I'll be back in a minute.
Cully, you've got to get away. Where are your friends?
Ian and Ballantyne. Soldiers took them.
Sure not.
Maybe Stubbs is right.
You'd leave Mary. What'd she say?
Mary. There's something I have to tell her. Has she been in?
Ah, she's avoiding me. Rent's due and today's the day.
She's never late with her rent.
I know. Listen, it's a good room at a good price. Plenty of girls will have it if she won't.
She's been working down in Leith.
Well, I was expecting her at 6 and it's past 9 now.
Dear God, not Mary too.
Are you all right?
Mortal danger. I said it myself. Mortal danger. And I sent her out there. I have to find her, Lucky. No time to lose.
Steady there.
Made up your mind? Good man. Here, let me give you a hand.
And here's my hand.
What the devil are you waiting for? Get after him!
Has anybody seen Mary?
No, no.
Huh? Have you seen her?
No.
Oh, dear Lord, she must... Kate, is that you?
Cully, looking for company.
I'm looking for Mary.
Aye, she's no hero, I am. What'd you say? Nothing better after a few drinks.
I need to find her. I think she's... Oh, Lord, it's all my fault.
But just what? You're not making any sense.
No, you're right. Maybe Bedlam's the place for me. I'd be safe enough there, eh?
Ah, Mr. Callan.
Well, I have to go. If you see her, tell her I must speak with her.
I'll tell her, but...
Stop him! A bottle of whiskey to the first man to bring him down.
McKechnie, aren't you supposed to be helping in Shed 7? Tompkins, lively on your feet, man. Let's see if we can finish this load by Hugman, eh?
Good day to you, sir.
You again? Not still looking for Mr. Jeffrey?
No, not today.
What's up with you, man? You look like you slept in those clothes.
If only I had. Sleep, sir, is just one more thing I'm lacking. I was here at 2 this morning. Place was dead.
Well, it's been some time since Leith worked round the clock. Now, Port Glasgow on the other hand.
I was looking for a young woman. You remember... Remember the day before yesterday, she was standing over there.
Wrapped around McKechnie.
Would you happen to have seen her since?
I'd remember if I had. I mean, she's not a bad looking.
Well, thanks, anyway.
There's no point headed that way. Huh? Jeffrey's premises are closed.
post?
Aye, his men turned up for work this morning. Who's not to let them in?
Well, an illness, perhaps.
Then again. But if it is, it's a travelling sickness. He was seen mounting a coach, and in somewhat of a hurry.
Polly, here's your damn horse.
Uh-huh. You fit? Don't want him dying under me.
The best the town guard has to offer. Oh, the white had to be one of their horses.
I have my reasons, Lord Provost.
Well, I've given my word you'll bring him back in one piece.
Billy, you will be coming back.
You can trust me, Provost. I'm your man, remember.
I'll hunt you down if I have to.
You may have to form a queue behind Stubbs.
Forget Stubbs. Just finish your task.
Aye, Lord Provost.
Be careful in Glasgow, Billy. The West Coasters lack our refinements and sensibilities.
And remember, if I have to come and find you, I'll have you hung, drawn and quartered and feed your liver to Munbuddo's pig.
Collie, the devil are you doing here?
Looking for you, Sergeant Horsburgh. You're trying to track down a couple of shipping merchants. I deduced you'd come to the city shipping office.
You've come a long way for nothing. Here, let's sit down.
I know. I prefer to stand. So, you say my trip's been in vain.
I've questioned everyone, Collie. Wilson and McGowan. No one's ever heard of them. The address Miss Merrily gave for them, there's no one living there. The harbour master showed me a list of transactions for the past 12 months. No mention of them.
Yeah, and they're not shipping agents.
So who are they?
A question only three men can answer. Two of them been the wretches themselves.
And the third?
Mr. James Merrily.
This is him.
A fair likeness, according to James.
But this is a joke, isn't it?
How do you mean, sir?
It's you, Cully.
Eh?
I mean, it's a younger you.
Well, isn't it?
Granted, the artist has made some embellishments.
What he said, he recognised the face.
This was drawn from Jane's description of her brother. Then there are three options possible. One, she's infatuated with you. Two, that the artist finds you strangely attractive.
And three?
Mr. James Merrily and yourself were separated at birth.
No need to think about this.
I know a couple of decent hives. Is your horse outside?
Stabled. Probably every bit as sore as I.
Well, the inns around here are seething. We'd do better to hear.
I know it's all the activity. What's going on?
Several ships are ready to sail. Some for the Indies and Americas, others for Africa. I passed one of them, the Argus. I have to imagine a contraption of planks and canvas will carry men halfway round the globe.
Halfway round Scotland is quite far enough for me.
Did you say Argus?
That's right.
Here?
Well, what's wrong?
That's a ship James Merrily was in Leith to inspect.
Are you sure?
What's the name Jane gave? And you not remember? At the well. Perhaps you were preoccupied.
You're sure she said Argus?
I could ask her.
She's in Glasgow.
Damn it. I don't even know where she lives.
We could find her.
Well, of course we could. We've proven ourselves in that department, haven't we?
Well, hang it all, Cully. If men don't exist, we can hardly be expected to find them.
Dear God. Dear God. Is that the answer?
Is what the answer?
Only one way to find out. The Argus, Sergeant. You lead the way. Watch yourself. This gangplank shaker than my nerves.
I always feared one day I'd walk the plank.
I'm glad you retain a sense of humour.
Perhaps this isn't so wise. We should alert the authorities. Let them
deal with it. Time. I'm making ready to sail.
Any sign of the captain? I've no appetite to wake up in the Carolinas, Cully.
Don't worry. I'll see that we're not detained.
Can I persuade you to change your mind about that, Mr. Callender?
Mr. Jeffrey. No difficulty this time with my name.
No need for the pistol, sir.
Perhaps not.
Stand in front of so many witnesses.
My men, Callender, hand-picked a lot of them, like fine Bordeaux grapes. There's someone below who wants to see you.
And if we refuse?
You've stepped off Scotland, sir. You're in my domain now. Besides, I promise you the trip below will be well worth your while. Come on.
Stop at the bottom.
All hands at the ready!
Bid farewell to your native country, gentlemen. In here.
Oh, Cully.
Oh, thank God you're all right. What happened to Mary?
The blow knocked her unconscious.
Blow? Jeffrey, you devil.
Careful what you say, Mr. Callender.
Easy, Cully.
Sound advice, Sergeant.
Has he harmed you, Jane?
I'm all right.
Of course she is. All these wine barrels.
Empty bottles. Hundreds of them.
Hundreds indeed.
You killed Gillis and Monroe.
Why had help?
Who?
A smuggler. Name of Blackie Bird.
Blackie Bird doesn't exist.
She's coming round.
Be so good as to step over here, Miss Merrily.
Jane, stay where you are.
What happened? You!
Mary, are you all right?
No thanks to her.
I didn't understand.
I do. Oh, bravo, Sergeant. You do your profession proud. A new beginning, Blackie.
You're Blackie Bird?
In the flesh. Now, if you'll excuse us, we've work to do. I'm impressed you made it this far, Cullender. But it makes you all so much easier to dispose of once we're in mid-Atlantic.
Overboard, and there's an end to it. Come on, Blackie, my love. I'll be back to deal with you when the fish need feeding.
What a fool I've been.
I'm not sure I understand.
Monbodo's pig wouldn't drink Lafitte precisely because it wasn't a Lafitte. The fashion for laying down wines means anything in the right bottle can be passed off as its label. And the buyer won't be any the wiser for the next 10 years or so.
Geoffrey told me a Bordeaux trader had come to town saying some bottles were ready for drinking earlier than expected.
Meaning the fake bottles would be opened and their secret revealed. Cheap wine and expensive raiment. Geoffrey and his Blackie had to get those bottles back.
That's why there was so much cheap claret in the house they were selling it on.
And now they've been found out, they're off to America to start afresh. Plenty of gullible plantation owners keen for acknowledgement as a new beau monde.
Well, we're underway. What are we going to do?
Next stop, the Atlantic.
I have to say, there's a Blackie. She's clever. Hilda was asking questions, came up with a story to keep me preoccupied. Drowned slaves.
Well, I'm glad you're so cheerful.
Oh, I'm always cheerful. Especially when I've been taken for a fool. Right, drag those barrels over to the wall.
Why?
Because we need a shield. And there are no more questions. There isn't a moment to lose. Here, help me. I'll leave enough space for us to hide behind.
Hide? But they know we're in here.
It's not them we're hiding from.
What then?
I should do it. Mary, hand me the lantern.
I still don't see...
A pipe. You're lighting a pipe.
You swore to me you'd stop, Cully.
Can you think of a better time to begin again? Besides, I need something to light the fuse.
A grenade?
Taken from your own store, Sergeant. Now, I'll place it by the door, and in a few moments, there'll be nothing but a doorway.
A grenade? Let me see.
Find the barrels, Mary.
It looks small enough.
Big noises come in small parcels. Sergeant, how long will the fuse take?
What's that sound? Where's Mary?
Mary!
You idiot, you've hauled the ship. And the door's still standing. We're doomed.
Don't panic, man. Mary! I'm trying to bung the hole.
With what?
A quote. Come on. Slip off. Mary! Damn.
This won't work for
Mary!
Long.
Mary!
Someone's coming. What in God's name? Damn you! What have you done?
Wouldn't make it out of the Clyde now, Mr. Jeffrey. Never mind to the Americas. Better turn this hulk around.
We can make repairs.
Better be quick about it. These clothes won't stop the breach.
No, but a couple of bodies might. Where's the slattern?
Blown to smithereens, damn you.
You and your grenade. Well, wherever she is, prepare to meet her.
Mary! Where did you spring from?
I was blown behind those barrels. Oh, Cully, what have you done?
Oh, I thought I'd lost you.
Oh, nice to know you still care.
At least the door's open now.
Yeah. We can't leave him.
He'd have left us.
I'm bringing him.
To just help. Come on, Mary.
This way.
The boats have been launched.
How are we going to get off?
Let me think.
Cullender, what have you done with them? What have you done to the
He'll
ship?
He'll have to cheat again. You're tough on the other hand.
Oh,
I feel the plug's been pulled. Sergeant, put him down. That's an order.
But drop him, he'll go overboard.
And if you don't, you both will. He's twice a murderer.
I must be trying to report him.
Jumping, Mary!
I can't swim!
Plenty of barrels, hang on to one! Go on, woman!
true steel against a length of wood. I like these odds.
No slave ship. No medley. You tell a good yarn, Blackie.
I have to in my game.
Funny, really. Now, those who say you didn't exist, I was one of them. And at the same time, you snare me by having me believe in a fiction.
Not the first time I've snared a man. Two more strokes, and you'll be defending yourself with a split.
Well, I'm sure you'll forgive me if I excuse myself.
Calendar! Judge you for a coward! Down the Lydia!
Nothing cowardly about it. You swam to shore.
Held onto a barrel and kicked.
No, Lord Provost. Scusi. Please to keep the head still.
Like this, Signor Bruschi.
Grazie.
Horsburgh and Mary are right.
Recovering.
And Geoffrey.
Horsburgh pulled him all the way to shore, just so the devil could be tried and hanged.
Sergeant Horsburgh has standards, Cully.
Yeah.
Notwithstanding the fact that he scrambled ashore naked from the waist down, leaving only Blackie Bird unaccounted for, eh? No sign of a body?
None.
Blackie Bird, a woman?
Will I be reinstated?
I should think you will.
And are you ready to own up?
To what?
Are you sure you want to discuss this in front of our very easy master?
I am artist. We hear nothing. Our eyes we use only.
Besides, our accent defeats him, apparently.
As you wish, Provost. I was asking if you were ready to own up to putting the whole thing together. You and Linklater. Not that he'd have needed much persuading.
Who the devil did you find?
Oh, thank Blackie Bird. See, she conjured up a history that didn't exist. I've encountered a few of those lately. Oh, sorry, Signor Bruschi.
Prego.
That's not a bad likeness. I began to wonder who might have done the same in my case. My conclusion, the only one possible, was that the Reverend Wiley did not exist, just like William Merrily. What do you say, Provost?
Go on.
Well, recuperating in Glasgow, I was able to describe Reverend Wiley to a theatre manager. He gave me a name, Thomas Dalrymple, an unemployed actor who'd only been too glad of some work. You needed a hold over me.
Would you have done my bidding otherwise?
You know the answer to that.
I thought it was quite ingenious.
I'm sure we can all agree with that. Eh, Signor Bruschi?
Non comprendo. I need to concentrate.
Don't bother the man, Cully. He's an artist.
A bit more work needed on the face, Signor. Hmm? That central feature requires more paint, in my opinion.
Aha.
And don't be niggardly.
Oh, damn it, man. Don't crowd him. The thing is, Cully, my little scheme worked. And now we can all feel vindicated. I'm sorry if your nose was put out of joint, but it was all in a good cause.
Keep up the good work, Signor Bruschi.
All forgiven? Ah, good. Now come along, there's an open bottle here.
From any particular cellar? No. With respect, Provost, I've matters elsewhere.
Oh?
After what I've been through, a trip to Bedlam should seem like a country ramble.
How long have you known?
Almost from the start.
I don't believe you.
Really, would you like, Dr. Kant?
What gave me away?
We knew you were hiding something. And when Maggie Kirk started raving about voices below ground, recently I began to pay more attention to the stories I'm told, no matter how outlandish.
Careful with the lamp. The steps get narrow here.
I didn't know you had cellars.
Well, nor does anyone. That's the beauty. Hang on, I need to...
Day to you all.
Ian, I thought they'd drag you off to fight. And Mr. Ballantyne, the house has seemed that desolate place without you.
Oh, Cully, is the fighting finished?
Not that I've heard. Bonaparte to Sardinia and Austria looks next. But you can't mean to stay down here forever.
Only till Stubbs and his gang head off to do their infernal work elsewhere. Mm-hmm. People get scared, Mr. Cullender. They seek sanctuary where they can find it.
But what sort of maniac would look for it,
lad? One place the press gangs don't go, Cully. They only want the same to fight their battles.
Nice point, don't you think? And one that has provided me with a theme for a poem.
Oh, no.
Could you hold that lantern close? Robert Ferguson died in Bedlam. Did you know that?
Mm-hmm.
Some of our greatest poets have been mad.
And some of our worst.
'Neath Bedlam's roof beams we hear their cries, their coughs and splutters and their sighs. From dawn all through the clock's dull hours, we hear them yelp 'neath ice-cold showers. But who is mad and who is sane?
Is there any hope for him, Doctor?
Well, poetry, I'm afraid, is one affliction we can't yet cure.
Well, here's some medicine for you.
Hey! Oh, Cully! Did you do that? Oh, mercy, man, it's pitch black. Cully! Cully, come back here, it's all right. I have the lines memorized. Oh. Cully! Cully!
Mary. Mary, you're asleep still. Oh, what a day I've had of it. And you too, poor soul. I blame myself. Mary, are you all right? Ah. You.
I had to see you, Cully. Aren't you pleased to see me?
Where's Mary?
Out plying her trade. I saw her leave and decided to wait for you here. Safer than on the street. Don't I get a kiss?
You tried to kill me.
In the heat of the moment.
Your arm. What happened?
A scratch. Shame to lose the ship. The fish will be filling their stomachs with claret.
Jeffrey will be hanged.
Of course.
Tell me one thing. The way the bodies were laid out.
The first was accidental. Then the story started. I saw an opportunity to muddy the waters and laid Munro out the same way. I always take my opportunities, Cully.
I believed your story.
Well, no reason why you shouldn't. It's true, after all. Oh, yes. Happened a couple of years back. The ship's still there, somewhere not too far from the Argus, and still full of drowned slaves. 'Twas a brilliant scheme, don't you think?
Devious, certainly.
Oh, but I am devious, Cully. Devious and successful. A bit like yourself.
Oh, I fear I'm a simple creature compared to you, Blackie.
You made it as far as the ship. You scuppered the whole plan. Cully, I need a new partner. There are fools still to be gulled, pockets to be relieved of their silver. The two of us, Cully, think about it.
And we'd be lovers too?
I'd like that.
As Geoffrey and you were lovers?
He was half the man you are. Cully, we'd be sensational. You'd know we would. I can see it in your eyes. Kiss me. Seal the contract.
Mary, would be all night. You'd best leave.
Are you sure?
I'll thank you to go.
You want me to stay. Partner for life.
An all too brief life, Nedut. Goodbye, Blackie.
Goodbye, Cully. Perhaps we'll meet again someday.
Not if you value your neck.
Women, folk, and children. Come on, who's with us?
Perfect.
Good evening to you, my lady. Any man would be proud to join up to save her honour. You want Bonaparte trundling in here with his...
Oh!
Who is that? Traitor! Which one of you? You're cowards, the lot of you! What are you laughing at? I'll have you all flogged! I'll be back, damn you! This city deserves to fall! And all of you with it!
Did you see that, Cully? It was you.
Guilty, Mary. Guilty as charged. Now, what's my sentence to be, eh?
I'll need to think. There are other charges outstanding against the prisoner. Falling in love with Blackie Burt.
She never meant anything to me, Mary.
Oh, well, she's gone now, isn't she? Gone for good.
For good. Aye.
She did have you fooled, though.
I'm forced to admit it. Is the court in a mood for clemency?
That may depend on the prisoner's future conduct.
Well, the prisoner has learned his lesson.
And throws himself on the mercy of the court?
Given the chance.
Then approach the bench.
Drowned the sailors, drowned the wine. O don your dark apparel. Our most affordable claret departed every barrel. The fish now swim within the Clyde and drink their merry fill until the tide throws them ashore right full up to the gills. Gills. Nice pun there, Mr. Ballantyne. The day's now done, my quill fatigued, the bottle drained quite dry. At times like these I find a tear appearing in my eye. But let me not the salt tear drop, or wail and greet and moan, but toast all those who spend their days in dear old Caledone. Ea.
In The Third Gentleman, Cully was played by Alexander Morton, with Wendy Seeger as Mary, Douglas Russell as Sergeant Horsburgh, Cara Kelly as Blackie Bird, John Buick as Geoffrey and Lord Monboddo, Monica Gibb as Maggie Kirk, Simon Tate as Dr. Kant, Robin Thompson as the Lord Provost, and Stephen McNichol as Ballantyne and Signor Bruschi. The Third Gentleman was written by Ian Rankin and directed in our Edinburgh studios by Patrick Rayner.